You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
As the Republican National Convention continues, let's bring in Jeffrey Skelly this morning, senior elections analyst with ABC News and 538. Jeffrey, where are we right now with so many twists and turns just since the presidential debate a couple of weeks ago? Where are things? How do they stand this morning?
Well, hey, thank you for having me on. Currently, Donald Trump has a small lead in national polls, and he leads by at least a very small margin in the swing states, the main battleground states. So I think, you know, generally speaking, there's a good reason to think that Trump may have the upper hand. However, we are still a long way from the election. So sort of, you know, if you sort of account for that uncertainty, the race is still pretty much up in the air. But I think, you know, you see a lot of Democratic concern. There's still calls for President Joe Biden to potentially step aside. And, you know, given the poll movement we have seen since the debate, where it's moved a couple points in Trump's favor in national surveys, there may be reason for Democrats to be worried.
The VP pick, does it make a difference in polling ever?
I would say that the first rule of selecting a vice presidential nominee is do no harm. So by what I mean by that is pick somebody who is not going to end up being an anchor that you have to constantly explain why you picked that person. And so, of course, it remains to be seen if J.D. Vance passes that test. But I think there is some reason to think that he might, in the sense that while he's very inexperienced in terms of elected office, he's been in the Senate for less than 2 years. He's also the youngest vice presidential pick since Richard Nixon in 1952. So he certainly might come off as somebody who maybe there's some unknowns with him, right? And then there could be. At the same time, he is a bit of a practiced media hand. He's been in the spotlight since he released his memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, in 2016. And so in a way, you know, he has about the same amount of experience as, say, Sarah Palin did, except Sarah Palin hadn't been in the spotlight for the, you know, the years ahead of her being picked as John McCain's vice presidential choice in the 2008 election. So I think to me, it's sort of, can Vance sort of fit into that do no harm thing? And at the end of the day, also, we know that vice presidential nominees don't usually add that much in their home state in terms of support, especially if it's a larger state, a more populous state like Ohio. You might occasionally have a situation where a small state VP choice helps the ticket do notably better there. Joe Biden actually in 2008 was an example of that. And Sarah Palin, actually Alaska, even though it was a very Democratic leaning cycle, Alaska went very Republican in that cycle, in part because of Palin. So, but in Ohio, I wouldn't expect Vance to make a big difference also because it's pretty much a safe Republican state at this point. So in that sense, it's unlikely that he's going to have a huge effect. But that's just sort of where we're coming at it from.
Jeffrey, thank you for joining us. Jeffrey Skelly with 538 and ABC News.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.